Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time is the head of Sofia Meetings, Mira Staleva. Sofia Meetings is the co-production market of the Sofia International Film Festival, and I'm happy to talk about this year's edition, which just took place. Mira, welcome to the show.
Hello, Matt.
It's a pleasure. We talked last year, but it has been a while since we talked. And so I was wondering whether we could just start quite simply by, would you be able to remind our listeners what Sofia Meetings is?
Yes, just to say that it was quite a turbulent while. Because since last year, so many things didn't happen the way we expected them to happen. So we had to adapt. But as all film industry, we are flexible. And Sofia Meetings, it's a co-production market in frame of Sofia Film Festival. We had its 18th edition till yesterday. And what we do, basically there are two main models. So one is a presentation of projects of upcoming directors, first, second or third fiction project of directors, and works in progress. And beside that, we have many industry events, discussion panels, case studies, conferences. So it's quite intense, especially this year. Everything virtual, but I'm quite happy with the program and with the participants, and really very important teams were tackled, because we are also partnering with EuroVOD, with Europa Distribution and with Europa Cinemas, meaning the exhibitors, the distributors and the streamers were present at Sofia Meetings. And at several panels, we were discussing exactly how the market is shaping, what's happening, because of we won't wake up in the same world and we would expect much better world. We should be prepared how to make it working for us.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it has been a challenging year. Last year, Sofia Meetings was essentially split into two parts. This year, you were able to make it all come together. Everything took place from the 17th to the 24th. In fact, we are recording this interview the day after it finished. But yeah, speaking of those challenges, I mean, did you find that it was any easier this year after the experience from last year? How did it all take place?
I wouldn't say that it was easier. In a way, maybe we are a little bit more at home in the virtual space, but it was kind of double bigger and triple richer as a program. So it wasn't that easy, but at the end of the day, I'm quite happy with what happened. I mean, we had very interesting speakers like Jeff Gomez, who is basically transmedia expert on brand narrative, but behind properties like Star Wars, Avatar, The Pirate of the Caribbean. Transmedia is very important for me because I consider it like opening doors and horizons for traditional filmmakers. They have to know that they can use different platforms to outreach the audience out there, and that audience you can find at many, many different places and platforms. We also had Beatrice Krüger, one very interesting casting director, and we were tackling the theme of the myth of casting director, because actually most of the directors and producers in Central and Eastern Europe are kind of not very used to work with the casting director. And this is something we have to talk about. What is casting director actually doing, and why you need it? But yeah, many, many, many different things. Heritage Films also in partnership with Lucarno Pro and streamers. Because I believe that cinema is the language, and for the young generation, they have to learn this language, to go deeper so they can understand it more. And in this process, first, of course, policies are involved, policies of authorities and educational bodies. But then it is about the heritage films, how we can access them. Because all these beauties are kind of not very easy to find. And what it is about some young people which even don't know about their existence. So besides finding them on streamers, which is very important, I consider it very important to be complementary, that we have to find them in cinemas and to work together, the streamers and the cinema theaters, to work together. So they kind of keep the vibe of the heritage films alive. Keep the knowledge, give access, but ring the bell that you can find them here with us. So events, first, create the interest and curiosity, and then streamers to be able to maintain it. Yeah. What else? Yeah, maybe Zeynep Atakan, she was talking about her career. Zeynep is a longtime producer of Nuri Bilgeceyan, Turkey. So that's why basically I chose her, a woman in Turkey, to talk about the challenges of being one of the leading producers and being so successful. I mean, every Nuri Bilgeceyan film is in Cannes. Sorry. And he's master. I mean, he deserves to be there.
Absolutely. He's one of the greats.
Exactly. But it's really interesting to hear the story of his producer.
Yeah, so it sounds like all of the different aspects of filmmaking, including accessibility, which is great because, you know, on this show, we also cover all of the different aspects of the film industry. It's not just about the making of the films, but it's also about accessibility, particularly at a time like this when, you know, it really becomes part of the discourse, and it should be part of the discourse. Yeah, but just returning to the two separate modules that Sophia Meetings, you've got the feature films, pitching and the working progress. And so this allows us to kind of give a glimpse to what the filmmaking aspect of things has been during a difficult time in the pandemic times. Have you found that the level of pitches has been impacted, or the number of pitching too has been impacted by the troubles that we've been undergoing in these COVID-19 crisis?
Not really. I don't think the pandemic times impacted the level of the pitching and the teams even. I think it had a strong impact on the emotion we meet each other, even in the virtual space. You feel it much more like a community, which really needs each other. We need to share, to make better films, to build the stories together. And it's you feel that. You feel that. You feel the joy of communication. And, you know, what I was thinking and actually talking about with Europa Cinemas, that I think we have to reconnect with our audiences in a different way once the world comes back to normality or goes to the new normality, however we call it. Very soon we will have open cinemas. And because there were so many people that missed it, I think even for them, they will rediscover it. And we have to be ready to meet and greet this audience, this loyal audience of ours, and not only loyal audience, but the new one, to kind of to manage to attract it and say, yeah, here we are, and we are such a great place. I'm talking now as a cinema theater, exhibitor, but actually cinema exhibition is such an important part of the whole chain. Although at Sophie Meetings we are presenting projects of directors and works in progress, this future films, they have to reach the audience. That's why they have been created. They will be. But I wanted to say also something else. Yes, we had a new section this year, and that was TV series projects. Because it's definitely the hype in the last years, but not only because it's the hype. I think it's very important for the region, which is not used for co-producing. So basically, besides presenting 8 projects from Eastern Europe, we had several industry panels on this. We had Agnieszka Hołand elaborating on TV industry. And she was, as always, of course, she's extremely inspiring and interesting speaker. So she focused on that, the laziness of the Eastern European talents, in a way, when they're writing, they're imitating already successful formats. And basically, I agree. But all we agreed also that using your imagination, there are so many authentic stories in Central and Eastern Europe that has to be told. It's just kind of really for the talents to be self-confident about their voices. And these stories definitely will be heard. So for the first time, we had partnership with Midpoint TV Lounge and Feature Film Lounge. So basically, we have been able to provide special consultancies for 3 new projects with David Pope, script consultant from UK. And I'm very happy because actually even these 3 projects that we selected were great. That's the second film of Mirjana Karanović, the Serbian actress, which made amazing first film. And the second film of Ralica Petrova, alumni of National TV and Film School in London. So her first film, Godless, got Golden Leopard in Locarno several years ago. And we have a newcomer, Ukrainian director Helga Landauer, with the third project. So kind of interesting names. Basically, these are the co-production markets for to manage to attract talents and to give them proper stage to meet the engine of the industry, the producers, and of course the financiers and the sales and distributors, which will be at the other chain waiting for the completed films. But yeah, I'm quite inspired by all the TV series projects that I've heard pitched and we've selected before, of course. Very interesting idea. I see a lot of talent.
And Mira, I'm just looking at some of the titles and projects pitched and presented, and I see that they come from various different parts of the world. And I also see a great diversity of geographical locations as well as stories. So diversity is really key here.
Absolutely, yes. First, we have never been, as a market, we have never been focused on regional approach. I mean, of course, we are always trying to promote and care about the Southeastern European talents because of many reasons, lack of infrastructure, lack of proper education on the same standards as Western Europe. But beside that, we are open to all the European countries and not only. We traditionally have very good relationship with the talent from Russia, Georgia, Armenia, Turkey. I mean, the position of Bulgaria and Sofia is on the crossroads. And maybe it has minuses, but it has many pluses. You kind of are tolerant. You grow up tolerant to the cultures on the west and on the east. It's a nice mixture. So I definitely consider it as a big, big plus. But as you were saying, yeah, diversity definitely. I mean, we had projects from England, from Ireland, from Germany this year. For example, that's the production company of Wim Wenders, and they came with a great project, I Will Be Gone in June. And the project even got some awards. But of course, I mean, awards are very important. But let's say every time when we talk about art and films, it's not Olympic Games. So basically, ideas we can never award. Ideas touch your heart. They open your mind and emotions. So it's about the beautiful stories. So competition is, maybe that's my personal thing. But if we can help somebody, we help. So that's the awards that the co-production market for. If we have partners which are interested to invest in good talents, here we are to facilitate that, basically, and to help inspiring films come to see the light of the world. And I actually wanted to mention that we had great selection this year. We had, for example, Oleg Sentsov, new film, which is almost completed. Reno, yes. Basically, 10 years ago, Oleg presented it at Sophie Meetings as a project. It was, he just had his first film selected in Rotterdam. I met him several months before. So I read the project. I liked it. I invited Oleg, and very soon after this presentation in Sofia, the turbulences happen with Ukraine, with him going to the prison, totally unjust. But now he's out and he managed to complete this film. And that's why I'm so kind of excited to because beside that we are creating stories for films, we are going through our stories. Just think about the story of Oleg Sentsov. And then we had the first fiction film by Theodor Ushev. Theodor Ushev is a Canadian-Bulgarian filmmaker that has been famous with his animation films. In the last years, he was twice nominated for Oscar and definitely one of the animation voices in the world. I think a month ago, there was some Spanish university media, some body made a research, make a questionnaire to critics. So they came out that Theodor Ushev is the most influential animator in the world in the moment. But he's trying different things now, fiction films. We had the two new films by Tonislav Christov. I would just remind that the last film of Tonislav was at Sundance, The Magic Life of V. We had the new documentary by Boris Despodov, Go Back. That's amazing story about people at the border of Bulgaria with Turkey, which are hunting immigrants, which is, and these people have military guns provided by some German groups. Very interesting. But documentaries are amazing nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah, it's definitely, we've been talking with some filmmakers recently that have made some excellent documentaries here too. And it's definitely a form in a good period. It's a golden period for documentary filmmaking right now. So you mentioned a mix of new names and familiar names, which is great. Another thing that, that Sophia Meetings is renowned for. Okay, so we're running out of time, Mira, but I wanted to ask you the inevitable final question, especially given the times that we're living in and the way in which the last year's edition differed from this year's edition of Sophia Meetings. What are your hopes for the future?
I'm very optimistic for the future. I think that challenges bring us together as people and make us reflect on the things that we daily experience in a completely different way. It makes us closer. Sharing the troubles, it makes us closer. So I totally believe that there will be great stories coming out of this, not necessarily connected with all the restrictions. It is just the matters of sensitivity. Once you manage to change your point of view to reflect in a different way, so I'm total optimist. And I'm optimist in a sense, what I was talking a bit earlier, that the people will be back in the cinemas, because this is experience. This is experience of togetherness, contemplating together art.
So you are hoping for a physical edition of Sophia Meetings in 2022.
Oh, definitely. Actually, you know what? We managed to have the festival, Sophia Film Festival, happen in real time. We even managed to give the awards in the big National Palace of Culture Hall, which is usually, of course, it has like 4,000 seats capacity, but now operating on the 1/3 of the capacity, it was like 1,000.
Right.
But we were lucky enough. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Totally with you. I think that the future of cinema is also getting people back to the cinemas right now, thinking of the immediate future. But Mira, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you again. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Matt. Always pleasure.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.